Bohème is one of the great classics of opera, the one work you should see if you've never seen an opera before. There are dozens of versions of Giacomo Puccini's masterwork out there. I counted 24 on Amazon before I lost track. Two more have just come out now, one with established stars and a huge budget, and the other on a small label with unknown young singers. Would you be able to tell the difference? William Berger can, and he's here to help us sort through them. Welcome, William Berger.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, you wrote the book Puccini Without Excuses, a refreshing reassessment of the world's most popular composer.
That's me.
So let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of each of these new versions. One is from Deutsche Grammophon, which is, of course, the big name in the classical music world of recording. The other is Telarc, which uses much lesser known voices here. So what is this track we're going to listen to?
We're going to listen to an aria called Donde Lieta Usci from Act 3, and this is Mimi, the heroine, breaking up with Rudolfo, the hero, in a very nice way. She says goodbye without rancor, with no hard feelings.
Let's listen to the big Deutsche Grammophon version first. William Berger, who are we listening to singing here?
Anna Netrebko, who is a very big star at the moment. She's getting a lot of publicity. She's electrifying in person, an all-round performer.
Now let's listen to the Telarc recording. The diva here?
Her name is Nora Anselm, and she's French, and she sings in many of the world's great and small opera houses both. She has a very busy career.
What should I be listening for? I think I hear a difference between these two recordings.
Well, whenever anybody asks me what should I be listening for, I just tell them anything. Whatever you hear is right. There's no wrong. So I'm going to turn this around. Isn't this scary? I'm going to turn this around and say, what did you hear in the second one that you didn't hear in the first?
I think I heard. I don't quite trust my ears on this, but I think I heard less dynamic control in the voice of the second one.
Okay, you're blinding me with musical erudition here. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree, but let me put it in the way that I would put it in my great musicological expertise. She's louder.
Yes, she's louder.
She's louder.
She's less controlled.
Perhaps. Now, this is what's really interesting, and this to me is why it is possible and likely even that you will get two recordings of the same opera out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
In the second, with Nora Anselm, you get this feeling she's a little angrier.
Yes.
About this breakup, right? And a little later in the aria, she has the wonderful line, addio senza rancor, farewell with no hard feelings. Did anyone ever break up with you like that, where they said, okay, goodbye, no hard feelings, like that?
It's a little sarcastic, actually.
Sarcastic and yet very real.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first recording, we heard Anna Netrebko, who's a wonderful singing actress, and she sounded a little more vulnerable, a little breathier. We're reminded that Mimi is very ill in this story. In fact, not to give away the store, but she's not going to make it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear that. So what we have going on here are really two entirely different stories. That's why we have two different recordings. And you know what's interesting? It doesn't matter what either diva intended to do. So if Nora Ancillum either has less vocal control or just has a bigger voice or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just by being a different person, it's going to tell a different story.
Of course, it is Puccini, so it is lovely in either version.
The problem with Bohème is the glory of Bohème. It always works. No matter what, you could put Mickey and Minnie Mouse out there and someone will be crying in the audience. And it's really a problem. Somebody wrote an opera that's too good for its own good. Do you know what I mean? I've heard it in barns with two pianos and really a tenor sounding like a tomcat in the moonlight. And it still works. It still gets you choked up. So that's one of the things that's unique about Bohème. A lot of operas are like that to a certain extent. Bohème is completely like that. It's also the reason why it's done so often. It always works.
And William Berger, a final word about the two versions here, the two recordings. It's
Right.
not a David and Goliath situation, though. I think I infer that you think the Deutsche Grammophon recording is a better one.
Let's see. Better. Yes, it is better. However, they're both valid and they both need to be out there and they're both worth listening to. Another purpose for Bohème, since people know it so well or think they know it so well or it has this reputation of being so well known, it's a good way to introduce new singers.
So you argue that we should have two bohèmes coming out when there are dozens, if not hundreds, of bohèmes already out.
Only two this week?
William Berger is the author of the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to Opera. His most recent book was about Puccini, and you can hear more excerpts from the two operas on the music section of our website, npr.org. William Berger, thanks so much for joining me.
I'll come back anytime to talk about Puccini or anything else.